This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, good evening. I trust everybody had a very fine Thanksgiving. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Joe Eaton of the Faster Program. And we're going to discuss what happened at Ohio State, because that Ohio is the home of Faster. And I've never talked about colleges. I've always been, we must protect the children. But, you know, I think of that at, you know, elementary school, high school. What about colleges in Ohio? That's coming up second hour. We've got something interesting going on right now. Apparently somebody got to Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate that never had a snowball's chance in hell of winning. I think she polled at 1%. Somebody talked her into pushing for a recount, and she's gathering funds for it. She's got more funding for this than she got for her entirety of her campaign. This is, you know, this is one of the things about not being a direct democracy where decisions are decided by popular vote. And this is a dilemma for the Democrats who are they're completely unhinged over Donald Trump's Electoral College win, which had another 16 electoral votes added to it today. And they're calling for a recount in some of these states. Now, Michigan is one of those just certified today, so they want to get that recounted when it just certified today. I'm just can't wait to see how that works out. Besides their recount temper tantrum, the Republican Electoral College members across the U.S. report harassment and threats from disgruntled Clinton supporters in a last-ditch effort to put their candidate who should be in the big house in the White House. In Detroit, they report that Michigan electors received intimidating emails or messages demanding members vote for Clinton and ditch Trump. The report says one young Michigan elector, Mike Benarian, received a message containing a death wish and another a death threat in which someone threatened they put a bullet in his mouth. Benarian said he's been called a hateful bigot and said people talk about shoving a gun in my mouth and blowing my brains out if he abides by Michigan law requiring electors to vote for Trump, which he has to do because that's one of those winner-takes-all states, like California, Hillary. Democrat leadership, by the way. Democrat leadership sitting back on their thumbs, not doing something about this, not calling for an end to this. They're making it worse for themselves in the long run. The party is imploding, and it's going to continue to implode unless they eradicate the despotic progressivism, which seems to be ruling from within their ranks. And these despotic dimwits, who are unarmed for the most part, don't give a whit that America's founders created the Electoral College to prevent the kind of mob-rule democracy that Alexis de Tocqueville once called the tyranny of the majority, which will happen if a few big cities and states always control the outcome. So given all the talk about ditching the Electoral College, fair representation is the last thing on the minds of those who didn't mind it at all. When polls predicted a Hillary electoral landslide, yes, now that it's changed, it's not nearly as good, though, is it? And if they really cared about fairness, they ditched the superdelegate system, which was rigged for Hillary when it robbed Bernie Sanders early on. Maybe Sanders would have had a chance. Who knows? Protest, petition, and recount all they wish, though. Eliminating the Electoral College just isn't going to happen. There isn't a rural state out there foolish enough to relinquish the power that the nation's founders gave them. This is like asking for term limits. I agree that there should be term limits, but we got to get those idiots that would be voting themselves out of a job to agree to vote for term limits. And it's important to remember, you know, that the popular vote is often rendered impotent by the Electoral College. The candidates' campaign strategies are all based on getting to 270 in the Electoral College, not a simple majority of voters. And if Clinton cared about the popular vote, she would have, she thought she had a blue wall of states that was going to guarantee the electoral win. Of course, Donald Trump destroyed that with a sledgehammer. And about the popular vote count to which the Democrats are currently clinging. In 2012, research commissioned by the Pew Center on the States found that approximately 24 million, one of every eight voter registrations in the United States, are no longer valid or are significantly inaccurate. More than 1.8 million deceased individuals are listed as voters. Approximately 2.75 million people have registrations in more than one state. Then there's another study. Do non-citizens vote in U.S. elections? From Old Dominion University and George Mason University, and they found that non-citizen participation in recent U.S. elections has been large enough to change meaningful election outcomes, including electoral college votes and congressional elections, including North Carolina's 2008 electoral votes and Democrat Al Franken's win, which gave the Democrats the 60th vote needed to overcome filibusters. And it also stated the obvious that the non-citizens favor the Democrats. It's entirely possible that Clinton's popular vote lead in sanctuary city states would be nullified based on non-citizen participation and voter fraud, given the study that found that non-citizen votes alone ranged between 38,000 and 2.8 million in 2008. This is why we need the Electoral College, which serves to prevent voting fraud in certain areas from tainting a whole election. There is no mob rule in this particular case, and they can whine and beat and bleat and scream and cry and have all the histrionics they want. If they really want a different form of government, well, I'm pretty sure that we could probably borrow or print just enough money to get them a one-way airfare to anywhere they want to go, right? You know, Cuba. Cuba just lost their leader, but wow, you know, Barack Obama seemed very, very complimentary of Castro. Maybe we could move a lot of them to Cuba. Let's see, where else might they want to go? How about these nice green countries in Africa? Or South America? Or better yet, let's just stick them all in either England or Australia, where they have the exact gun control scheme that they claim to want so much. Goodbye. All of this stuff that we're seeing right now, Jill Stein's recount demands and everything else, she was put up to that. I don't know who put her up to that. I don't think it was Hillary, although Hillary and her campaign are getting in behind it. And I guess now what this means is that Chris Wallace, when he was asking questions, what he should have done, and I mean, I've never heard of this. I have never heard of this where they get out there, the losing party, the candidate concedes victory to the winning party, and then they get out and demand a recount 2 weeks after the election. And now it's, you know, they haven't voted yet, but that's all but done, and it's coming up in, 2 weeks? So they're out there trying to threaten everybody and everything else. And that's fine. Let them do that. Let them have their moment. Because things are a-changing, liberals. Things are a-changing, and your worst nightmare is in place. And really, truly, you don't have to be that afraid of it. But I am enjoying it while you are that afraid of it. Isn't that bad? It's so bad to be that way. When we get back, I'm ready for California to go. Are you? California, there they go. We'll be right back. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Welcome back. I do like having non-licensed music. Now I can just wait for it to play away. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, a lot has been made about how mad everybody is because Hillary didn't win. You guys remember John Edwards, the, Ray Al Hunter's boyfriend? He liked to say that there are two Americas. There's an America where people love this country and they want it to be successful and believe in using a tried and tested means like capitalism, conservatism, the Constitution, Christianity. That works for them to make it happen. Then there's an America where this country is shameful and deserves to be brought down a peg, and all the old values that served us in the past need to be disgraced and destroyed. And these views are becoming increasingly difficult to square. Take pantsuit Pelosi and Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, for example. Are there any meaningful areas of agreement you have with them politically as conservatives? Do you agree with them on abortion or gay marriage or Obamacare and the Constitution controlling the border, the taxes, states' rights, spending, judges, school choice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Those disagreements we might have might be mostly irrelevant if liberals were content to live how they want in states they control while leaving everyone else alone. Instead, they work incessantly to create an all-powerful centralized government that they believe should marginalize and prey upon people who don't share their political beliefs. The idealized liberal world is one where you do the work and they take your tax dollars and give that money to people who don't work as hard as you in exchange for keeping the left in power. That unworkable liberal philosophy is inexorably marching this country towards bankruptcy and ruin. Which brings us to California and the Cal Exit, inspired by Britain's Brexit from Europe. A group called Yes California wants to put leaving the United States on the ballot for Californians in 2018. If liberals want California to secede, then conservatives should say, Godspeed, libs! There are some caveats, however. All of that military stuff that we got in California, that's ours. Any nuclear weapons and military equipment should stay with us in the United States. Buy your own military hardware for your brand spanking new nation. Additionally, there's large swaths of California that aren't liberal. California is 800 miles long from top to bottom. Half of the physical area in California went for Trump over Hillary, for example, but California is run by a few metropolitan areas. So split the state in two, let the liberal half form their own nation, and the conservative new California, well, you're still part of the United States. Given the raw size of California and the deep political difference, the state should be split in two, whether there's a Cal exit or not. But this begs an obvious question. The Yes California group has an argument about why Californians should leave the United States, but why should the rest of us want it to happen? Well, if you believe that liberalism is destroying the country, getting rid of California would be putting a very big thumb on the scale for conservatism. California has 55 electoral votes that are automatically in the liberal column every presidential election. Spreading those electoral votes across the other states, or even better, having California leave while a smaller, more conservative California stays in the country, would make it much more likely for Republicans to be elected in national office. Presidentially, that is. That might literally be the difference between the country having a bright future and going down the tubes. Additionally, California has two liberal senators and 39 out of 53 of its House members are Democrats. You want to cement in Republican control of the House for the foreseeable future? That would probably take care of that. And that alone would be worth getting rid of California, but there are also economic considerations. For one thing, we wouldn't need to pay California residents Social Security or Medicare any longer. And given that we're talking about a state, With 36 million people, where 11% of the population was over 65 in 2015, with that number projected to rise to 18% in 2030, the amount of money that we would save would be staggering. Then there's the Californian state debt. Stanford's pension tracker launched last fall, and they've been adding to everything. And, you know, their state debt per household is $15,618. And third highest in the nation when viewed through skeptics' glasses, which is, you know, $77,000. I'm a little surprised that the unfunded amount per household is as high as it is, said Joe Nation, the public policy professor at Stanford and director of the Data Project. Right now, California has a public pension system that's $281 billion short, including pension bond debt. That's nearly $1 trillion in the hole, or $946.4 billion. And like Detroit and Puerto Rico and Greece, California's headed for bankruptcy, and by the time it's done, the bill will likely be over $1 trillion. So we could wash our hands of that problem. That would be good news for the country. So if they want to say hasta la vista, baby, maybe we should welcome it and do everything we can to facilitate a happy split. We don't need them. We certainly don't need that. And I've got some other reasons besides that, but I'm going to bring that to you when we get back. But, I mean, California, you guys want to take off? All right, bye-bye. But we get to keep everything. You don't get any of that military stuff. I guess if you wanted to, maybe the personnel could stay there if they wanted to. But after, you know, you'd have to give them a passport because they have to finish their obligation to the United States military first. So, but California, Hillary won 6,621,346. To Donald Trump's 3,549,576. That margin obliterates everything as far as her claim about the popular vote. I won the popular vote nationwide. No, you won California. We knew that you were going to get California. No big surprises there. You lost where it counted. You lost everywhere else. You got to be the president of the whole country, not just California. Or maybe you could take Hillary, too. There you go. When we get back, more reasons why California should go. This is Lock and Load.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of SomaBiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Second Call Defense, after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. They had some great specials for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And I expect to see some more of that coming throughout the season. AmmunitionDepot.com. When we're talking about California, what is the, you know, for me, what's the allure of letting go of California? Okay. Let's consider some numbers. In New York, Trump won 37.5% of the vote. In New Jersey, he won 40%. And in Illinois, he won 39.4%. All, you know, basically very near the 40%. Among sizably populated states that lean overwhelmingly Democrat, though California is in a class by itself, Trump struggled to get a third of California votes. And in New York and New Jersey and Illinois, they differ from California because they tilt toward the Democrats. And the way that happens, it happens a little bit differently. New York and Illinois are pushed into deep blue territory by singular metro areas, New York City and Chicago, which overpower the small town areas, which are upstate or downstate, where the Republicans gather in strong numbers. New Jersey is wedged between the Democratic machine cities of Philadelphia and New York City and has a smattering of medium-sized urban centers with large Black American populations. Only in California do you find a vast state with a huge population, which is nearly 40 million people, with multiple sprawling metro areas that all lean strongly Democratic, or at best, in the case of San Diego, just libertarian enough to be less than completely left-wing. San Francisco Bay Area, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Palm Springs, Long Beach, etc., stretch across miles and miles of a complex and diverse landscape, hosting a stunning multiplicity of races and ethnicities. Yet, anywhere you go in the state, you seem to find Democrats or Republicans who just don't strike you as all that conservative. California's almost a different country. They know it, and we know it, and I'm sure God has certainly noticed. And the other 49 states are far worse for being burdened with this swollen modern-day mess. Let's pretend for a moment that we get to dump the state. Rather than Hillary Clinton leading in the popular vote at all, Donald Trump would claim 57 million votes to 57,284,861 to Clinton's 55,166,70, making Trump the winner by 306 electoral votes to 177, sporting a comfy buffer of 2,124,191 votes. Californians seem to understand that despite their huge numbers, they are an ideologically foreign parasite at war with the antibodies of their host country. It was a miracle that Proposition 8 once passed in California, but that was 8 years ago, and we've seen no sign since then that California will be anything less than an over-the-top left-wing disaster zone of vice, identity politics, and sexual chaos. New York could raise up a Donald Trump in the blue-collar outer boroughs that still have a little of that American grit, but California will never raise up another Reagan. And it's doubtful that the state can raise anything other than sex-obsessed lunatics. Every race and culture that sets down roots in California suddenly has to be dominated by its LGBT members. Just look at how the Latino politics at the state level has been taken over by Jimmy Gomez, who introduced a bill to abolish mothers and fathers on birth certificates, and Ricardo Lara, who introduced a bill that would allow LGBT students to sue Christian colleges for standing by biblical sexuality. That's just on paper. They can be sued for that. Civil rights in California means the right to genetically engineer children for couples and sterile same-sex pairs. Women's rights in California means the right to abort babies and sell baby parts and raid David DeLayden's home with the approval of the state attorney general. There's some anti-Trump forces in California so horrified that they have suggested CalExit. You know, when you get out there and you say, well, California would never be allowed to secede, just remember, Donald Trump just got elected president, so anything may be possible. Maybe we do need to let him go. And it's true that the state has a great deal of money, natural resources, but the rest of the country is more of each. Last time a state seceded, there was a civil war. This time, there would not be one. Californians want to smoke pot and have the orgies next to the shimmering swimming pools. They won't feel the need to coax Oregon or Nevada to join them. Non-Californians would have no interest in physically entering California to bring them back, since nobody wants to contract any of that airborne herpes just to engage in close combat with the rebels in West Hollywood or Santa Cruz. California has the largest K-12 and university systems, but these schools, even Stanford, would not be a terrible loss. Californian, there's no common values among them with any state outside their own. They have no ideological principle that causes them to be repugnant to the rest of the country. Non-Californians would see little to save by forcing the state to be American. Unlike the situation with African slavery, Californians choose to get high. They choose to buy breast implants. They attempt to surgically reassign their genders and hand off their children to be raised by undocumented nannies who do not speak English. This is a secession we can have without bloodshed, trauma, or Walt Whitman. There's a lot of money in California, but why do we want their accounting to be logged on the same ledgers as the rest of the country? California money is earned by producing things that we're forced to consume through monopolies that degrade our souls, or market manipulation such as pornography, now liberated from any epidemiological responsibility by California's defeat of Prop 60. Endless media apps with escalating levels of pointless addictiveness and increasingly banal and depraved entertainment. All you have to do is look at the last X-Men film. Their shady overseas financiers bring in money from mafias in every outpost from Russia to China to the Caspian Republics, while a large chunk of their employment goes to illegal immigrants, ranging from the most menial to even middle management jobs. And then there's this open letter from Jeffrey Katzenberg. The founding fathers provided tools to combat the demagogues they knew might come along. We merely need to steadfastly take advantage of these tools by making our 61 million plus voices forcefully heard in the Congress, in the Senate, in the courts, and peacefully on the streets. And no one should be more motivated to utilize those tools than we who work in the creative industries that stretch from Hollywood to Silicon Valley and beyond. Ours is a community that prizes openness, respect, and tolerance. The basis of our industries is freedom and expression. We must make clear to President-elect Trump that it is vitally important that he support these values. This is coming from the guy who gave us The Little Mermaid and Kung Fu Panda, and he wants to lecture us about Donald Trump's detachment from reality and the importance of the founding fathers. And, you know, it's very amusing to hear him describe the DreamWorks endless stream of cookie-cutter movies as a creative industry, which he places in a map of openness, respect, and tolerance. But there's something profoundly depressing and futile about his letter. There's unassumed assumptions and unacknowledged realities in this reaction to Donald Trump. California's voices would be heard anyway. The Congress and Senate just came off elections of their own, and maybe Katzenberg hasn't noticed that the country as a whole has resoundingly rejected liberal Democratic policies. And he is speaking to Hollywood. So, we've made the guy who gave us Kung Fu Panda angry with us. What will we do? I honestly do not know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we get this little tidbit. There's two large mistakes out there about self-defense. Some of us think guns are good. Some of us think guns are bad. And both of those viewpoints are wrong. The people who think guns are bad don't read websites like Ammo Land or listen to shows like the Polite Society podcast or this one. So let's talk about our superstitious friends who think guns are good. Now, it may sound silly when you hear those actions, our actions, in such unflattering terms, but you know what I'm talking about. Rob calls them the voodoo gun owners. These gun owners think that guns will protect them. These guys go buy another gun, and if an anti-gun politician says guns are bad, but they won't join the NRA to support pro-gun and politicians. They go buy another gun if there's a violent crime in the neighborhood, yet they never stop to take a training class. And these are the ones that don't know how much they don't know. let's say you've seen your old neighbor. Let's give her a name, Mrs. Grundy, who goes to the store late and thinks she is safe because the dusty gun in her purse will protect her. She hasn't fired this gun in years. If she were to pull the trigger, the resulting lint flash coming out of the end of the barrel would be gigantic. She'd never taken a training class. And the gun stored up on your closet shelf won't protect you either. It can't. So here's the thing about guns. Guns are not some magic talisman. They're not some great thing that's going to do the work for you. Guns are an inert lump of metal. You're not going to get an invisible force field that repels criminals. Only your training and its application turns a firearm into a tool for self-defense. Other than that, it's just a lump. Only your ingrained habits can help you when you need to defend those you love. Have you built those habits through study and practice? Marksmanship and gun handling teaches you what to do with your hands. Protecting your family means going to class. Practice means exercising the drills that you were taught in those classes. It means carrying every day so you know how to live with your gun. And you need to get some firearms training, but that isn't all you need. Self-defense training teaches you what to do with your mind. You won't see a potential risk unfold unless you know where to look, and developing a library of habits that are going to help you see and avoid danger is the most important training that you can get. And if you have been attacked, then let me know if I'm wrong about that one. Did you see it coming and you just could not escape it in time, or what? What was the deal with that? And let's take it one step further. You won't be able to defend your family if the police take away your firearms and arrest you. So you have to learn about your local laws so that you can obey them. You don't want to give the government an excuse to disarm you. This is like learning a musical instrument. This is not something you're going to be able to pick up in an hour. It's going to take time and consistent practice. It is a perishable skill. It's a little bit like cardio training. You can train, but if you take a week, 2 weeks off, you're going to be able to see a difference. So, Mr. Morris, who is a trainer, has set the level of expectations for you. You need to develop self-defense skills, and you need to take the long-term process to do that. First, you're told what to do by an instructor. Then you're shown what to do, and you watch other students trying to put their new skills into practice. A skilled instructor watches your performance and gives you feedback. Then you know what it feels like to do the right thing, and now you can practice on your own and eventually make it a procedural skill you don't have to think about. Fortunately for all of us, there are great teachers out there, and learning new skills is fun. Gun instructors are some of the most entertaining guys I've ever met in my life. Some of them take themselves way too seriously, but they are. Overall, they're teaching a very serious business, so they are going to be semi-serious, but at the same time, pretty funny. Then we need to get rid of some excuses as well. The hunter safety course you had when you were a teenager, that's not what you need for self-defense. The military training that you had 10 years ago isn't second nature any longer. The course that you took 3 years ago and haven't touched your firearm since, well, that course isn't doing you much good today. And that's the thing about training to be a gunfighter. True danger is not going to present itself when it's convenient for you. It's just not going to happen. It's going to come when you least expect it, or when it's the most inconvenient, or when you're eating in a restaurant, or when you're shopping for gifts, or when you're just out in the car and all of a sudden you see something coming up the street your way, a demonstration of a mob or something. You know, whatever, however it's going to present itself to you, it's not going to be convenient. The goal in any self-defense is simply to be prepared to surprise the danger. This is the way I describe this, and I've described it more than once this way, is for your self-defense to be such a vicious strain of violence that when you come out with that, it is shocking. It is shocking. And you also have to be able to dial that back once you're done, because you're going to be done fairly quick. It's going to be a quick option, you know. So you need to be prepared now. I think it was one of the Under Siege movies with Steven Seagal, but supposedly the computer mastermind typed a little message across the screen that said, "Chance favors the prepared mind." Your mind, your level of preparedness is going to be reflective in the way you carry yourself. And if you are ready to go, well, that's always good. And you're in a better position to surprise danger. And you know what? It is one of the, you know, sitting around all day with an empty gun, having it on your hip, practicing your draw, your reholster, your draw, your reholster. Not very sexy. Not a whole lot of fun. Altogether necessary. I mean, how many people practice their reholstering? Because this is where a lot of people that have gone under that stress hammer forget to index their finger on the side of the frame of the weapon and inadvertently send a round down their own thigh. So, that part, All of that has to be, you got to practice all of that. This is a martial art. And as I have learned the hard way over the last few days, getting ready for this short that we're getting ready to shoot, martial arts skill goes away if you don't practice on a constant basis. It's nice to practice with people that do practice because they can drag you along and get you back quicker. Same with going to the range, same with training with good quality people. That's why I train with JT Raven here, because this is a seasoned police officer who has been in gunfights, and he knows what works. And when he brings that to me and gifts that to me, that's phenomenal because I don't have to go through what he had to go through to pick up that skill. But he's willing to share it with me. So take the time now to prepare. Take the time now. Now that, all of you that are out there that are thinking, well, Clinton's going to be president, so I better buy every gun I possibly can. Well, take that money that you don't have to spend on guns now and go buy some ammo or go buy yourself a class and go take a class. You're going to have some fun. You're going to learn some skills you haven't. If you've never taken one before, you're going to have some fun. You're going to learn some skills you've never had before. It's going to, and it, you know, training to gunfight is not just standing there shooting. It's walking and shooting and laying on your side and shooting and sitting and shooting and walking into figure eight and shooting backwards, forward, sideways, behind cover, punching cover, all this other stuff. It's fun. It's much more, I can tell you this, it is much more fun than training in the military where you've got people barking at you and you go down the lane one time and then, you're done until the next time. You got to wait your turn. Much more fun. Coming up next from the FASTER program out of Ohio, we're going to be joined by Joe Eaton. We're going to talk about what happened in Ohio State today. This is Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.